WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And again, happy birthday to my dad. I don't know when he's going to be listening. I should probably just text him, but I'm afraid I'll wake him up if he's already asleep. We are getting some app chat messages before we go to the phones here. I just want to read these very quickly. We were talking about Malcolm Jamal Warner passing away at the age of 54 after drowning in Costa Rica while on vacation with his family. Participation Trophy Wife says he also did a short-lived post-apocalyptic show with Luke Perry called Jeremiah, which, of course, is an easier topic. Yeah, I remember that being on TV, but I don't think I ever watched it. And you would think I would. You think that'd be up my alley. And Dave in New Bedford says, I'm hoping that the acoustics are improved with the Zeitarian renovations. I saw some shows where the sound quality was just fair. There's plenty of room for improvement. I know that that is definitely something that they were working on when I was discussing that, both on the tour that we took and with Rosemary on a past appearance. So that's something that should definitely be improved. 508-996-0500. Good morning, Lamone.
Hey, what's up, Fighting Flynn, Trim, and Weisberg?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Well, I saw Malcolm here. He was here. He came to go see Superman last week, and him and his family. You know, you don't get to see much of his daughter. I don't think she's out there in the public, like, out there. But it's like the sixth or seventh movie that, you know, they come to town, came to see. And it's sad because he was like one of the more genuine with nice kids in Hollywood that grew up right, mm-hmm. that didn't get caught up in the mosh, you know what I mean? And that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say, that there's so many people that got caught up. But, you know, look at it, you know, he was a nice kid. You don't hear any bad things about him, considering it's his close father, which I have nothing bad to say about Bill Cosby. I've had my experience with him. He passed, but we're not going to go there. And it's like, I think that you know, he was a fine, upstanding young gentleman. And every time I see him, he was always respectful to me. His wife and his daughter, you know, my baby daughter, have used to play and stuff, and they would go to the movies out here. You know, I mean, I think it's been like seven or eight movies. I think since like Moana, something like that. The last earlier than that was, I don't know, it was something like that. You know, there was something I remember. It's been a while, but yeah, I think that's a sad thing. And I got a little something. A weak and weird for you. Oh, okay. So you know Ace of Base, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be one of them are supposed to be is supposed to be possessed by a person from the 1800s, and it's supposed to be even older than that, Saint Germain. You know, we'll put that out for you also. And so, could you? I'd like to hear your other thing about history and. In your area, but I can't hear. I only have the phone that I'm listening to, but I'd be able to. If you leave me a line, you do it. And how's everybody doing out there today?
Seems like everybody's good so far. We've got a nice weather happening today. It's not too humid, not too hot. And you know, we've had some tragic news this week with the fire in Fall River last week that I'm sure you heard about because it made national news.
Yes, it did. Did they find out what was the cause?
So today they're doing a press conference where they're going to talk about some of the initial findings.
There's a place that's like, you know, like for here out here in Las Vegas, it's a street called Karen. It's like 4 miles long. there's apartments and houses that continuously catch on fire. And a lot of it is where people say witchcraft and stuff like that and brought demonic things there. I've got pictures of stuff from when I see fire starting, you see it in the flames dancing. Oh man, that's old. I totally forgot about that. Maybe I just have to check my old devices and check on that. And so, yeah, but that's kind of scary. So you think about that. Does that place have a lot of history of fires?
Not that I've heard. I mean, it seems like it's been doing okay with the inspections. And I mean, I guess we'll get some more answers today, whether or not they had the proper procedures for evacuating people and for dealing with fires when they break out.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to send a shout out to your dad. Happy birthday, Papa Wildsberg.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so maybe offline you can tell me that joke about the lady from Nantucket. I've been wanting to hear that for a while. Every time I hear that word with that name, I'm still waiting for it to be.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I know the whole limerick. I just know there once was a man from Nantucket, and that's it. And everybody laughs really? When he starts saying it, but I don't know the rest of it.
Well, I can't. I don't know. I don't want to. I can't undo it. So we'll just leave it at that.
Right.
Know,
that's probably the way to leave it. Yep.
Exactly, brother. And then any possible chance Spooky coming back live?
Not anytime soon. We got some stuff happening on a couple of Saturdays here. Stephanie just launched her new adventure, her new product. She's created these cards called the Calling Cards that are used for spirit communication. So they're doing a lot of special things for people that buy those to learn how to use those.
Oh, nothing. The little puck wedgies going, earning their way. About time, been with them yet.
I was just at a library a couple weeks ago doing a presentation, and somebody told me they'd had a puck wedgie experience. So,
ooh,
yeah, they said they were going to reach out and tell me more about it, but I haven't heard yet.
So tell me more. Tell me more. Sounds like a song. So but yeah, that would be. Well, I'd like to hear that. How's Sister Scandy doing?
She's very good. I just saw her last night. She dropped something off here at the station, so.
That's good. Tell her to hello and tell her her brother's doing well.
Will do.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll listen to your history if you keep me on hold, brother. Okay.
I can't tie up the line, but you can catch the podcast later.
Curses.
I'm sorry.
One other thing I'm going to tell you. Do you know a lot of people that are having like memory loss? There's a couple of things that I found out that's helpful for it. And it's all about loosening up there's like a lot of negative stuff that's like the synapses, firing the synapses. And that could be a very helpful thing. And I'm saying, they've been doing tests on it here. At the Lou Robo place. The Lou Robo is the Cleveland medical medicine like that. Take a look at that. If you can look it up online. The Lou Robo. It's the Cleveland thing medicine, but it's here in Las Vegas. And the building looks really, it looks like, that painting with the clocks that are melting?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that. The building looks like that very, very, very unusual looking. So it's neat. But there's a place to do that. And if there's possibilities to find something that can help a lot of people, you know, finding themselves or you know, or find family or find each other, let's see if we can do that. You know, I love people and I like all of us there, good ending. And so it's
right.
Always a great thing. God all bless right. Everybody in that beautiful part of the world. And may the good Lord smile upon you and bring you some of the heat to burn and get some of that cold air out of there or the water out of there. I don't know which one would rather get rid of the water. The excess rain, there's a lot of rain in the air.
We're doing so well in the rain so far. All right, I got to hold you there. You have a great day and take care.
Okay, God bless. And play on, Playboy.
You
play
as well.
On, brother.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We've got the open line voicemails in the WBSM app and the app chat available for you as well. And excuse me, one of the reasons why you should download the WBSM app if you don't have it already is that live traffic and weather. You know, you heard Lamone mention the rain. I was trying to look for the radar yesterday because I thought I heard thunder, and I said, well, there's not supposed to be any thunderstorms. Let's see what's playing out. So I opened up the WBSM app and was able to get the radar and saw that there were no storms. So I don't know what that sound was, but I just wanted to be able to keep the windows open because I turned the air conditioning off because it got nice and cool. And I said, no need to waste money. So, but thankfully there was no rain. Although I do love a good thunderstorm, and I've missed apparently any of the last ones that we've had because I haven't heard any. All right, 508-996-0500. So we were talking about the discussion with Council President Burgo yesterday, and I didn't get into the issue of the longevity pay with him on the air, but we talked a little bit about it off the air, and we'll cover it more in depth this coming Monday. So he does have some thoughts on it. He'll share those with us, but we just didn't get to it because we had so many calls with him yesterday on the Zeiterian issue. But I will say, you know, this is an issue that I hope that the councils understand how much that the voters of New Bedford care about this. That they don't want this to just get swept under the rug. They don't want this to just be like, I guess the way the mayor was portraying it, that, you know, hey, it's not that big of a deal. We caught it, now we're moving on from it. But the question is, you know, at what point did it become questionable, or did anybody question that this was correct? Did anybody on the council ever say, are you sure? Are you sure we're interpreting that right? And I know people don't want to hear it, but I have to say that if you came onto the council later and somebody said to you, oh, you've been here for 10 years now, you're going to get this longevity pay. Are you sure? I don't think that person questions it because they're assuming that whoever was, you know, that this has already been checked out, right? They're assuming this has already been okayed and been found to be legal. So I don't know who you can place the blame on, especially where Councillor Gomes is asking for the last 50 years of these payments, and I don't know how far back they go. But if you find out that it's only gone back 25 years, you know, well, that makes it easy to say, well, Councillor Gomes, you were there. But if it goes back more than that, and the fact that he asked for 50 years worth of records makes me think it predates his time there. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Probably the weirdest Paula Abdul song you'll hear, but I love it. One of my favorites. I wish it was still one that was played on the radio more often. You know, you hear Forever Your Girl and Cold Hearted and Straight Up and Opposites Attract. You don't hear much off the Spellbound album. And to me, I thought that was a better album than Forever Your Girl. But that just might be, you know, my own thoughts, my own opinions. And if you care about my opinions on anything, usually it's food. People always seem to take my advice on food, and that's why you should go check out Ryan's Sports Pub, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford, inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, because it really is like, if you're looking for a no-frills kind of low-key place, this is the place to go. You can eat inside or outside on the patio. You can play pool. They have karaoke night. They have a lot of fun there. And that's what's great about Ryan Sports Pub. They have a lot of fun. I mentioned before, they have the wheel that if you have a tab of $50 or more, you get to spin the wheel and possibly win a prize. I mean, where else do they do things like that? They're always trying to come up with fun drink and shots ideas. Right now, they are doing their Great White Shark Shot, which has gummy sharks in it. And I had one of those gummy sharks soaked in alcohol. Very good. So, you know, just little things like that to just make your, you know, new favorite place to hang out just a little bit more fun. But what's really impressive about Ryan Sports Pub is how great the food is. If you get something like their Lazy Man Quahog, so it's everything that you love about a stuffed quahog without having to deal with the shell. It's like a big clam cake almost. That's the stuffing and the chopped clams and everything. Comes hot with the butter. So good. The tater kegs, giant tater tots stuffed with cheese and bacon. Come on, you can't go wrong with that. It's true, real comfort food. And they're rolling out a new menu that will include all of your old favorites plus some new stuff as well. And if you're going to go for something that I think will become or should be their signature dish, the bourbon steak tips. Fantastic. As I said last week, one of the only times I've had bourbon steak tips, and I was like, these actually taste like there's a bourbon sauce on them. So again, some of the great stuff you can get at Ryan Sports Pub, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford, inside the Whalers Inn and Suites. Check them out and make sure you follow them on Facebook at Ryan's Pub MB for upcoming events and weekly specials. Open at 11 a.m. daily, Ryan Sports Pub in New Bedford. All right, it is time now to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Thousands more files released from the MLK assassination, a close call for a Delta flight, and the Wall Street Journal banned from traveling with Trump.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An investigation is underway after a Delta jet bound for North Dakota narrowly avoided a mid-air collision with a B-52 bomber. The airline said the close call happened on July 18th as the plane was heading to Minot. It's unclear just how close the two aircraft got to each other. The White House is banning the Wall Street Journal from traveling with President Trump during an upcoming trip.
The Wall Street Journal won't be on the president's trip to Scotland, and the announcement comes after the outlet reported on Trump's alleged letter to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Trump has filed a lawsuit against the journal alleging defamation, and he has denied writing the letter. According to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the Wall Street Journal or any other news outlet are not guaranteed special access to cover President Trump. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Trump administration releasing 230,000 documents from the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination files.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says the documents detail the FBI's investigation into the assassination, the discussion of potential leads, information about assassin James Earl Ray's former cellmate, and more. Gabbard says President Trump's earlier executive order paved the way for files on former President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. King to be released. King was fatally shot in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. He was 39. I'm Chris Caraggio.
The man convicted of kidnapping and murdering the first missing child pictured on a milk carton could be released. The second U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Pedro Hernandez should be retried or released because the jury was given flawed instructions by the judge. Hernandez was sentenced to 25 years to life after being convicted in 2017 in the disappearance and killing of 6-year-old Aiton Pates in 1979. A report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's big, beautiful bill is expected to add trillions to the national debt.
The CBO has published a new analysis that finds the spending bill will increase the national debt by $3.4 trillion over the next 10 years. It said the $1.1 trillion in spending cuts are outpaced by $4.5 trillion in decreased revenue. The legislation was signed into law by Trump on the 4th of July after it was narrowly passed by Congress. The CBO also said the number of people without health insurance will increase by 10 million by 2034 due to the law. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Pentagon says it will be withdrawing hundreds of U.S. Marines from Los Angeles. They were deployed there in response to anti-immigration enforcement protests across the region. The announcement comes a week after the Defense Department said half of nearly 4,000 National Guard troops deployed to the L.A. area would be recalled. They had been deployed to protect federal buildings and personnel. Coldplay isn't forgetting about that viral kiss cam incident that took place at Gillette last week.
Coldplay frontman Chris Martin playing his first show since that viral kiss cam incident. Martin kicking things off in Wisconsin with a warning to fans to be ready for the camera.
Because we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
A jumbotron at a Coldplay concert in the Boston area capturing data tech company astronomer CEO Andy Byron snuggling with his chief people officer, who is not his wife. Byron has since resigned. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
At 5'8", the Chicago Bulls have signed the shortest player in the NBA. It's Japanese point guard Yuki Kawamura. A Bulls spokesperson says he's under a two-way contract after playing on their summer league team. Kawamura, not only the shortest player, he's the only one that stands less than 6 feet tall.
WBSM Sports.
The Phillies walked off with a 3-2 win over the Red Sox in 10 innings. Sox take on the Phillies again tonight at 6:45.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A beautiful start to this morning, albeit a cool one. Temperatures in the mid-50s here. We're going to warm up throughout the day, though. I will say we'll stay below average with temperatures in the mid and upper 70s for the South Coast this afternoon. But beautiful sunshine, a nice breeze coming out of the north, and comfortable conditions overall. Get outside and enjoy the weather, even tonight looking pretty solid. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And coming up, I'm going to go over with you some of the shortest players in NBA history because, well, it makes me feel better as being a short guy myself. So it makes me feel a little better to know there's been people in the NBA that have been my height and shorter. So, but right now, it's time to talk a little pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. With our celebrity birthdays to kick things off, music legend George Clinton is 84 today, and all he wants for his birthday is the funk. Gotta have that funk. This actor is officially too old for this. Danny Glover turns 79 today. Actor, director, writer, and comedian Albert Brooks was born Albert Einstein 78 years ago today. Musician Don Henley is also 78. You know, he's something of a birthday boy himself. Actor Willem Dafoe is 70. Actor and comedian John Leguizamo is 65. And musician Keith Sweat turned 64. The snarky David Spade is 61 today. The heartbreak kid Shawn Michaels is 60. And actress and singer Selena Gomez is the baby of the group at 33. July 22nd, 1977, Elvis Costello released his debut album, My Aim Is True, in the UK via Stiff Records. The artist, who was born Declan McManus in London, was accompanied by members of the San Francisco country rock band Clover, who had moved to the UK, though their names were omitted from the credits due to record company politics. In 1989, American singer and actress Martika scored her sole U.S. chart topper with Toy Soldiers, a song about drug addiction that was a number five smash in the U.K. as well. Born Marta Marrero in California, Martika attracted the interest of Prince, who worked with her in 1991 on her second and final studio album, Martika's Kitchen. And those of us Gen X kids know she got her start on the television show Kids Incorporated, just like many other future stars, including future Black Eyed Pea, Fergie. In 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in his Milwaukee apartment after police discovered human remains in his apartment. In 1996, The Daily Show premiered on Comedy Central. Back in those days, it was hosted by Craig Kilborn, formerly VSPN, and was more focused on pop culture than news and politics. In 2006, the late country legend Johnny Cash scored the second and final chart-topping LP of his career with the Rick Rubin-produced American 5 100 Highways, released nearly 4 years after Johnny Cash's death. Rubin, who had signed the aging country star to his American label in 1994, added the instrumental parts to pre-existing vocal tracks after Cash's death. In 2019, Queen's iconic Bohemian Rhapsody video reached 1 billion views on YouTube, making it the first pre-1990s visual to reach the milestone on the platform. Bohemian Rhapsody was also named the most Googled song of 2018. That is the Gen X Files for July 22nd, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where all month long they're celebrating National Ice Cream Month with special days all through July. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more information. Make sure you stop in and try some of their delicious homemade ice cream, such as pistachio and frozen hot cocoa. All right. Yeah, a lot of interesting news. You know, The Daily Show back in those days, I think a lot of people who watch The Daily Show now, unless you agree with the way they handle politics on that show, you probably don't like the show. So if you're somebody who is, conservative, especially if you're far right wing, you probably hate The Daily Show. But they try to poke fun at all sides, really. However, that's not how the show started. I remember the show when it first came out, when Comedy Central was still, actually, I think I kind of saw it. Why do I remember seeing the early episodes of it, even though I did? Well, maybe I just caught them on reruns on Comedy Central. But I was going to say, I think I got Comedy Central in 1997. 97 or 98. When what was then Roadrunner Cable moved into Wareham. And it was Media One before it was Comcast. And for some reason, my neighborhood, I was living at the time in a winter rental home out on the on a cliff overlooking the ocean in the little harbor area, way, way down, past the seminary, past the golf course. It was just our house and another house, and that was it, down this long, mile-long dirt road. And they started out with us, I guess maybe because we were the furthest point out, so we were the first people to get this new cable. And I had Comedy Central for the first time ever and all these other channels I'd never seen before, and so people used to love coming over my house to watch TV. And The Daily Show was one of those shows. But it was very much like just skewering pop culture. And then, you know, it turned political under Jon Stewart when he took over. And it's funny because I heard commentary the other day because, you know, the story with Stephen Colbert getting fired, or not fired, but his show getting canceled. They got another year or so. But CBS is pulling the plug on it because they're saying it was a financial decision, and others are saying it's because, you know, they're doing it to appease Donald Trump. But I heard somebody say, you know, that's what he gets because he changed over from the way he used to be one of us. He used to be a conservative. Like, that was a character he was playing. The Colbert Report guy was a character that was intended to mock conservative media. That was never how Stephen Colbert is. And people are like, whoa, what do you mean? So he pretended to be something he's not. Like, even his name is pretend. His name is Colbert. He uses Colbert because it sounds better.
Like, literally, that's the proper pronunciation of his name is Colbert. I'm not saying that just because it's how it's spelled. That's his name. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing all right.
A couple of things I'm trying to squeeze in. I'm not sure.
Sure.
That Malcolm Jamal.
Yeah.
So when I heard that story, it affected me. You know, he's the exact same age as my son. And when I heard them say that about him, then they said he was 54. And I went, oh my gosh, what a feeling. So I can imagine his family. I mean, but what I want to say is, you know, the last few minutes of your life like that, when the current grabs you, you kind of like know, hey, you know, something getting me. Yeah, this could be the end of me. Now, you know what I was thinking when I heard all that? Because it said he was on vacation with his family. Now, how many times you're in the water at the beach or with your brother, your daughter? I mean, they could have been in the same spot talking to him. And so it was a miracle. He was in that spot by himself because he was with his family. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. So there was a similar thing that happened one time with there was a pro wrestler named Shad Gaspard. He was 39 and he died similarly. His son was drowning and he saved his son. And he was able to get his son out to safety, but then the current took him under, and he ended up drowning. He was, 39 years old.
A twist of fate. Talk about the wrestling. I have a niece that has been at the Wrestling Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that it became her whole life to do that. She fell so in love with the wrestling, and she started to not feel well. And finally she went to the doctors. And don't forget, she's been being slammed around. I didn't like that idea anyway for a woman. You're going to really be a weightlifting. You're going to be really. But anyway, she loved that. So the other night, she told me that she had gone finally to the doctor and I diagnosed her with MS. And it wrecked her head, her brain, everything. And she, now, I've always been interested in looking things up with that because my brother. Now, they say it is not hereditary. That's what the family found that out. So just because my brother's her uncle don't mean that it had anything to, no one else in our family, even down our family tree, we've never heard of anybody having anything like that. And all of a sudden, right now she's still walking around and doing this and that. But my brother, if you're born with it, I say, why can't you just get it when you're born and face it, get used to it right there. But my brother could walk until he was 29 years old. And then he got hit hard with it, and he could never walk again. At least he walked for 29 years. So I told her about it because she didn't know because she was adopted out from the family. So she didn't know much about our family until we recently found each other, the family, and we got to talk to her. And now that this happened, she wants to finally get the family records of illnesses of what we had and who had what and what here and there. And that's when I told her about her uncle, my brother, and he's that. It hasn't even been 2 years yet, but my brother was taking every single brand new medicine that ever came out for that. They put it on him. So side effects and all, he got everything. But I said, listen, there are there are different levels of MS because I have a friend who has it, and she's able to walk. Mm-hmm. She has a certain level. She even had a daughter. And now that daughter grew up, she's entering college. So there's different levels. So I told her, don't be so concerned yet. Do your thing. And she said to me, she's very good because she has autism and all. She has emotional issues and things, but she said, Aunt Mary, I'm going to be associated with the Wrestling Association in some way. Even if I have to be an agent or something, I'm not giving that up. I'm too far up into it. And I said, good for you. She had her shoulder was killing her legs were bothering, and finally she couldn't take it and went in, and that's when she found out. I mean, she'd been bouncing off them ropes and getting slammed left and right. She's been hurt, actually. Now, do you know of any professional wrestlers that have MS in any way? I don't know.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't some. And again, some who probably had to do the same thing. They had to step out of the ring and take on a different role. But, yeah, she could be a manager. She could be, you know, somebody who produces the matches. She could be a commentator. There's a lot of options.
Oh, I can guarantee she's never going to leave that. She's made so many friends with the wrestlers and all. She's so up into it. She dreams it even during the day when she's wide awake. That's how somebody like that has that brain, that mindset, that they're not going to go nowhere. They're not. On a lighter note, I'll end with, because you took a lot of time already. You saw Bill Murray.
I did?
Yeah. Did you get to talk to him long enough? I mean.
No. When did I see Bill Murray?
Didn't you say you saw, you met somebody from a movie that you saw a movie and then you met him? Was it him?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. Chevy Chase. Yeah, sorry. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. We went to a screening of Christmas Vacation a couple of years ago in Worcester, and then there was like a meet and greet with him afterwards.
Oh.
So I took a photo with him. And
a photograph and an autograph.
I didn't get an autograph. I just got the, so what they did is they had everybody line up and they brought you in real quick, and he was sitting in a chair and you just click. And then you got to say like one or two things to him while they were taking the picture. And I said to him,
how long ago was it?
This was, I think, 2018, 2019.
Oh, okay.
And I said to him, I said, I just have one question. I said, when in the You Can Call Me Al video, the Paul Simon video that you were in, when you walk out and you drop the cup of water through the drum stand to make it look like you thought it was a table, I said, was that ad-libbed? And he said, yes. Because that's my favorite. That's like the funniest moment for me was when he did that.
Great guy. That movie, what was it? Groundhog Day, I think.
That was Bill Murray's movie, Groundhog Day.
Oh, Bill Murray, I'm confused, but anyway, him too. You didn't get to meet him, though, right? Any other big movie stars?
Let's see.
I
mean, I've gotten to meet a lot of celebrities through my job, but I'm trying to think of who else I've met that might impress you.
Wow.
Probably not too many.
So you met him because you were sitting close up front, or you had a backstage pass or something?
I used to have, so my agent, the guy who would book me for conventions, was also his agent.
Oh, wow.
So you're
up there somewhere, are you?
Well, I've known this guy for a long time, so I think he was representing me as a favor, but you know, he's got actual celebrities that he represents too. I think he was just trying to help me out. But you can see Bill Murray around here all the time. Bill Murray's always in New Bedford.
Oh, I know. My niece met him at the casinos. Him and that other guy, Wood, his last name is Wood, James Woods. They played cards with her boyfriend. They all know him now.
No?
He goes to the casinos a lot now.
Maybe you'll get a chance to meet him someday.
Rest in peace, Malcolm. That's all. We'll be talking about him for a while. And a great-looking man, too. Pathetic that it has to go that way. But thank you for taking my call.
You have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we'll take some more calls, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Of course, that is Buckingham Nicks, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. That's the album they made together that got them the jobs with Fleetwood Mac, and recently celebrated 50 years of that. But the album from 1973, I know, see, Jesse's questioning whether or not this is real, but Rolling Stone has an article on it that says cryptic Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham billboard teases upcoming project. That apparently there was a billboard over Los Angeles traffic with a picture of their Buckingham Nicks album cover that says September 19th. And actually, my friend's out in LA right now. I should go ask her to take a picture of it if it's real or not and answer the question. But this comes from Rolling Stone. Of course, last week they shared coordinated lines from Frozen Love, which appeared on that album on social media. And now they famously did not get along toward the end of their time together in Fleetwood Mac, but they certainly have an interest in working together and promoting a reissue of this album. So I don't know if it'll lead to anything, especially because Lindsey Buckingham had open heart surgery and then suffered vocal cord damage. So there could be some issues there that would prevent them from doing any kind of reunion, but wouldn't it be fun? All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.